Today, the U.S., all across the country, and in Hawaii, the 80th anniversary, remembering the Pearl Harbor attack, the day of infamy. As we remember the people that lost their lives and the survivors that are attending the ceremony going on at Pearl Harbor today. There are fewer and fewer of them. There was a story I saw this morning of a 101-year-old survivor that will attend the ceremony thanks to his daughter and dozen of other kind strangers who were able to put funds and get him to Hawaii. And he still remembers that day vividly and told the story of what it was like on that day, as we remember in this country the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. Welcome back in to the Gary Sharp Show. Andy Kendi's coming up in the next hour. Tom Chattel will stop by as well. Fascinating conversation with Scott Strohmeyer, head football coach at Iowa Western. He's going to be a Hall of Famer in the junior college ranks as well. I'm not just saying that. That actually is going to happen. He's going into the Hall of Fame, and he will lead his team in Little Rock, Arkansas next Friday night. The game is on CBS Sports Network, which CBS Sports Network has put the junior college final on the last few years, but it's just been a one and done. Now we had a true Final Four, and we get the two top teams. Iowa Western is number one. They're 10-0. And New Mexico Military, they are 11-1. Anthony Grant is their running back. He ran for almost 400 yards in their semifinal game.
Five touchdowns. I think he had three in the first half. Might want to put a hat on him.
There you go. That is Coach Hodgson. 7 p.m. is that game coming up next Friday. Today in Berkeley, we've talked a lot about recruiting and the portal and who's coming out of the portal, who's going into the portal. Keep your head on a swivel. Can you win the portal? Is the portal good? Is it ruining sports? Is it ruining the sport? If you're a coach, you may hate it, but it's the freedom of the players, and you have to publicly say, I embrace it. We all have a love-hate relationship with it. A player may enter, for example, Payne goes into the portal yesterday from Nebraska. Didn't say, good, get out of here. It was a little bit of a disappointment, but I also understand. He's a junior college kid who would like to start. The clock is ticking. He's played a backup role. He has played that role well. He doesn't see a path for him to move into the starting lineup. Now, I think for Nebraska's sake, it would be nice if Caleb Tanner just said, I'm back. Caleb Tanner quietly had maybe his best year at Nebraska. He's going to come back for his fifth year. You got Garrett Nelson as well. But it's a love-hate relationship. Look at this time last year. Wandale Robinson goes into the portal and anger. Adrian Martinez, last Friday, goes into the portal. Or last Thursday, goes into the portal. I get it. Some anger. I get it. And now you watch Adrian go down to Manhattan, check out Kansas State, without an offensive coordinator. Now he is at Cal today, and those appear to be the two finalists. You look at their depth chart, and Cal could have a more wide-open depth chart at quarterback, maybe compared to Kansas State. And at Kansas State, there's a familiarity of my girlfriend plays sports there as well, out in Berkeley. Could go back, play closer to home. Family is a really good family. I was thinking of what his path looks like. How wild in the world of commitments, decommitments, this isn't along the lines of Elijah Blades, who is back into the portal, who has been everywhere, ma'am, in this country. The defensive back who most recently was at UF, at one time was committed to Nebraska, then decommitted, ended up in junior college, and he's been committed and played at numerous other schools. How many quarterbacks commit to numerous schools? Adrian Martinez and Michael Penix Jr. from Indiana are both in the portal. You know where they originally committed? One of their, before they ended up at Nebraska and Indiana respectively, they both committed to Tennessee. Now they're both in the portal. I mean, the portal is made for quarterbacks. Most of the players in the portal are backups, third string guys that aren't all of a sudden going to ascend to all conference and all American. There are some non-quarterback names that are in the portal that could be difference makers, probably will be difference makers. But the portal is kind of built for quarterbacks. There's only one football to go around. You come, if you can't crack the starting lineup, well, I've been here for a year and a half, coach. I've been here for 2 years. I want to play. Okay, you can go somewhere else. See, it's that love-hate relationship. You got to play the game. You get a quarterback, you love him, you keep him, but you got to make sure he's happy. And then you also got to make sure there's someone right there with him in case he goes down. Tennessee has had some really good quarterbacks commit to them, honestly. In this whole run before an impressive year by Josh Heupel and, you know, just a dumpster fire in Knoxville, they've been able to get quarterback commitments. They just haven't been able to have guys follow through on those commitments and end up. So Adrian's got two choices. He's got Cal and Kansas State. Is he going to choose a place where he thinks he can walk in, even with the delay and him getting on the field because he's rehabbing from shoulder surgery, a place that he can start, or at least he has an opportunity and he's not immediately a backup? I don't think he's going someplace where he's going to sit. He wants to go a place where he's going to get to play. But what would competition be like? I mean, that was, if the elements of Nebraska failing Adrian Martinez is saying we've got to create competition and then no competition was there to be had. The discussion after the 19 season was, well, we didn't have proper competition, so everybody was on easy street. And then in 20, there was maybe created competition, pushed, forced competition with Luke McCaffrey, and we know how that went. And then there was no competition this past year. Logan Smothers was not taking on Adrian Martinez. I mean, the gap was significant. But if he goes to Kansas State or Cal, and Cal's quarterback room is a little bit more open than Kansas State, is what would competition do to him? Would that affect him at all? Because outside of beating out Jebbia in the spring of 18 and then the little dabble, the forced competition with McCaffrey in 20, where Adrian got benched and came back, he really hasn't had to win like a quarterback derby. Maybe that's not completely fair. You know, he beat Jebbia out, but a intense, you guys are neck and neck. I mean, he walked onto campus in 18 and was like, you're the man. There's a reason you're here. Just don't blow the job. It's your job. But if I look at Cal is enticing. Playing out in the Pac-12, playing close to home, Justin Wilcox. They have a quarterback that has to make a decision on if he's going to come back. A young quarterback has not made that yet. But from what I understand and talking to a couple people, Adrian has this mapped out pretty well. And a lot of we're finding out players that go into the transfer portal, they don't really have a map. They're just like, I don't like my current place. I'm in the portal. Instead of studying what might be an option, knowing depth charts, rekindling relationships you had with coaches when you were being recruited out of high school. It's a thing to do. I just got to get out, got to get in the portal. And then what do you do? Because it's not like you go to a consulting firm and they go, all right, Mr. Martinez, thanks for joining the portal. This is how it works. This is how it works is you leave your DMs open and you hope that a lot of people have your phone number and the place you're coming from, they're like, we'll help him. Anybody wants to call us and say, hey, what kind of guy is this? Yeah, we'll give him a good recommendation.
Should we start a consulting firm for players entering the portal?
I would love to.
Point them in the right directions?
I think there's some players that go into the portal just because it's the thing to do. And I'm not saying they're, you know, hey, stick it out of your current school. Be tougher than that. There are a lot of players that go into the portal and they don't go up from or get a similar offer to where they're at. And then some just, they don't get anything. So they gave up a fully paid college experience to sit in Portalgury. It's a combination of purgatory and the portal. We could do a consulting firm. We could work as agents.
We got some sources. We got depth charts. We know what works in places and what doesn't.
See, that's the thing, is knowing the depth chart. Okay, I'm leaving because I'm a senior and I'm playing behind a couple of guys that I'm not going to be able to beat out. Then why did you just transfer to a school that's got the same scenario? And you're less likely to play. Now, if you didn't like your position coach, you didn't like your head coach got fired, okay, different story. But if it was none of the above and you're just transferring to be transferring, what are we doing? What do you want? Again, it's the love-hate relationship. If you're Nebraska, you have to love the portal. You've got to love the portal. Because you have to be good in the portal. But you have to be smart in the portal. You have to be smart in what you take. And in this case, you're backed up because of past history. You're probably going to have wins with six or seven guys. Nebraska got a couple of wins this past year. In terms of what they lost to what they gained, they came out ahead. Not huge amount. I mean, you lost Wandale Robinson. Look what he did at Kentucky. But you at least got something. In this case, for this upcoming year in 22, you're probably looking at six to seven guys that you're going to need to bring in, that half of them have to be on the field in Ireland. The other half have to make the trip to Ireland and somehow be involved. And one of those probably has to be your signal caller. That's asking a lot in a place that it's very much hit or miss in being successful. But it's the love-hate relationship. If you think it's ruining the sport, it's a quick fix. I mean, whether it works or not, Mel Tucker and his success this past year is going to be brought up by a lot of people around the game. Hey, how come you can't? Look what Mel Tucker did. Mel Tucker got all these difference makers. What are you doing?
Hey, free trip to Ireland, though. Huh? Come on, why don't you wear this red polo? See the world.
And then once it's over, we play North Dakota. But it's the sea of red. Hey, hang around a little bit longer. You get Oklahoma in a couple of weeks. After that, just tell me how you feel. All right, 11:50. Let's get Craig before the break. Craig, thanks for the call. Welcome.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, friends and family, they say, who would want Adrian Martinez? Coaches have big egos. I think there's somebody out there that's going to say, I'm going to take this kid and I'm going to show what he can really do.
Absolutely.
Scott Frost can't do it.
Absolutely.
That's what I think would be appealing about taking him. I don't know if anybody's called and said that or if you guys discussed that, but I can see that scenario.
Yeah, and that's not Adrian. It's almost every guy out of the portal. He didn't work out. Tyreek Johnson didn't work out at Ohio State. He's still a five-star guy. We can fix him. Oh, yes. That's the ego of coaches.
No, I'm still the guy. I'm a big fan of Adrian's. I don't think he's the entire reason why we suck.
But aren't you fascinated in this upcoming year what Scott Frost looks like without Adrian and what Adrian looks like without Scott?
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yep. So Craig, thanks for the phone call. Everybody thinks you can fix him.
Every ex-girlfriend I've ever had.
Hey, didn't work out at USC. Marquise, we can fix you. We can help you. How awkward would that be if Graham Harrell gets hired as Nebraska's offensive coordinator and he walks into the facility and the first guy he runs into is his former running back at USC who called his offense a pretty boy offense?
No, coach. I meant you're pretty. You're an attractive man. Got a lot going on for you, Mr. Harrell.
Marquise, are you passing me? Are you going into the portal? We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.